All right, children, does everybody have a shofar? Does everybody have a horn? Who needs one? Nobody? Everybody's got one. Okay, we're going to do some worship. Let's pray first. Father, we just ask that you would accept our praise and our worship as we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and look forward to what you have for this new year. Accept our praise. Accept our worship, Lord. Help us to truly rest in you today. Okay, there are songs that will call for the blowing of the shofar, so it is no free. Stand, dance, sit, clap your hands, whatever you want to do. Let's just praise the Lord.
Thank you.
people ask me what a relationship is like, I say, it's kind of like the early church. We had Jews, we had Gentiles, we're one in here. They studied the Torah, they ate together, they shared with God. Everyone.
Thank you. Father, thank you.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for the gift of your son. Thank you for just taking care of every aspect of our lives. Thank you for giving us what we do not deserve. And thank you, Lord, that you don't give us what we do deserve. Bless us, Lord, your presence. Minister to our hearts and our minds today. In Yeshua's name I pray.
Children, come forward. Children, by the way, you are not going to be dismissed today, but we do want to do the blessing over the children.
There are no pages for the kids in the basket.
There will be a very short message, so it should be good. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Let's do the blessing. The boys. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yisum Kai Elohim ki Ephraim veki Manasseh. For the girls, may God make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Lynn. Yisum Ek Elohim ki Sarah Rivka Rechaveleya. Yivarecha Kabamai Vayishmarecha. Yair Adonai Panav Elecha Ve'Lunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha V'Yasem Lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Father, thank you for these children. We ask that you will bless them. We ask that you will be with them every moment of every day. You will guard them and protect them. Help them grow in their faith and in their relationship with you, and help us to be good examples of what it means to follow you and to trust you. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen. You're the children of God. Believers, as Messianic believers, Messianic Jews,
that it was also a symbol of Yeshua being that Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and we see that clearly fulfilled. We have the Feast of First Fruits, which is a time of bringing the first of your harvest to the Lord. That all makes sense, doesn't it? That makes sense. Bring your first fruits. It was also the day that Yeshua rose from the dead. You have Shavuot, Pentecost, the time when the Torah was given, according to Jewish belief and culture, the Torah was given to Israel, and also, as we know as believers, the Holy Spirit was poured out. But it's also a festival that has to do with the harvest. All of that makes sense. And then, starting out in the fall, the Lord gives his people Yom Teruah. We know it today also as Rosh Hashanah, and in our man and his, you know, wanting to make everything make sense, has decided to call it Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the new year. But in Scripture, it's called Yom Teruah. You know what that means? The day of the blowing. That's it. And literally, what the Lord says is, come together, sacred assembly, come together, and everybody blow trumpets all day long. That's what he tells his people to do. Now, I think that he probably enjoys this day more than any other day of the year. Because I personally think that, yes, I do believe there's prophecy that's going to be fulfilled, and it's going to be a tremendous fulfillment. But there's no reason given in Torah why they should do it other than God tells them to do it. And just imagine, once a year, Yom Teruah, the Lord gets to enjoy a bunch of people down there blowing shofars as loud as they can. I think he enjoys it. But there is symbolism. There is a reason behind Yom Teruah. We know also that it's a beginning of a time of reflecting and repentance. It does not have to be sad for us as believers. Now, if you're not a believer, then yeah, it is kind of sad. You think of all your sins and everything that you've done all year, and there's no way to atone for it, really. You hope, and this is exactly what in even the modern Jewish community, they hope that their names are written in the Book of Life. But they don't know that for sure. So they spend time between Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Teruah, and Yom Kippur. It's called the 10 Days of Awe. There's a larger period that we've already entered into. Pouring over, trying to remember all their sins for the whole year so that they can confess those to the Lord. Now, I really hope that you're not waiting till today to confess your sins to the Lord as a believer, because I know my memory is horrible, and I wouldn't have any hope if I was trying to remember all those sins. Because I have committed quite a few in the last year. Pastor Sam? Yeah, you have too. I'm not proud of them, but I know they've happened. But I thank God that today you and I, we can rejoice because we have a Redeemer. We have someone who has taken all of our sins upon himself and removed them as far as the east is from the west. So we can rejoice. I'm not saying don't repent. We need to spend that time reflecting on our heart. And the message, the short message that I have this morning is about being awake as believers. Because it's so easy. We read this at the beginning of the liturgy for Rosh Hashanah. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourselves, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. We need to do that. As believers, we need to do that on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times throughout the day. But I want to focus on that first part. Awake, you sleepers. What causes us to forget and basically go into a spiritual slumber or spiritual sleep? What causes us to do that? Well, first of all, our sin nature. We, by nature, do not want to wake up. I don't want to wake up in the morning. I didn't want to wake up this morning. In fact, I set my alarm for 7:30, and I'm like, I could sleep another 30 minutes. I redid the alarm, and it woke me up again at 8. It was comfortable. It was a nice, cool morning. I was under the warm blankets. I didn't feel like getting out of bed. But many times, that's how we are spiritually as well. We are comfortable in our sin, not recognizing that our sin is killing us. We are comfortable with our attitudes. We are comfortable with being slumbering, with sleeping. When I sleep, and if that's all I ever did, then the bills would never get paid. Nothing would ever get done. If that's all you did, the same thing. We would just, who would take care of us? We wouldn't even be able to take care of ourselves. I mean, if all we did was sleep, we'd die because we wouldn't be eating. We at least need to get up and eat, right? So sleep is a danger, especially spiritual sleep, is a danger if that's all we do. I'm not saying we don't need to that time of rest. We do. That's why the Lord established Shabbat. Every 7 days we're supposed to rest. He calls us to rest. But it's not the same as sleep, falling asleep, especially spiritually. Now, in Scripture, it talks about that. Now, there's coming a day when we can rest for all eternity. There's coming the day when we are with the Lord, where we'll have plenty of time to enjoy ourselves and enjoy everyone else. But let's look at this verse from Romans 13, starting at verse 11, because it really goes with this liturgy here. And do this, Paul is talking about what they need to be doing, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Now what does he mean by that? Well, first of all, he's saying, look at the time. See how late it is. Now, if Paul back almost 2,000 years ago was saying the time is short, you can imagine how short it is now. Now remember, to God, he doesn't think like we do. To our God, it says, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. He doesn't have the time scale that you and I have. So to us, this seems like it's been a long time. But to the Lord, it's just a moment. But that also goes the other direction. We may think we have a lot more time. But this scripture is saying, no, you don't. We need to be ready. And even if the Lord is not returning tomorrow, you and I, individually, we don't know how long we have to live. I am not assured that I have another 20, 30 years to live. I'd like to have at least that, but I'm not assured of that. Nobody is. Only God knows how long we have. So we should always be ready. It is always a good time to repent and turn back to the Lord. It is never a good time to stay asleep. And right here he's saying, knowing that the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. And then he says something very interesting. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. See, we have to understand here. We many times think that salvation is a one-time thing. First believe, you only have to pray that prayer of belief. Only have to pray that once to believe, okay? But you have to keep trusting, don't you? We keep trusting as believers. That's not just a one-time thing. I'm getting saved every day. Salvation is a process. It's called sanctification, being made like Messiah. That's an ongoing process that happens. And he says the full fulfillment of that salvation is coming nearer. Every day that we walk with the Lord, we get closer to that time when all those promises are going to be fulfilled. We're going to be with Him. But there's something you and I need to be doing. It goes on to say, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, this is what we need to do. Let's cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So what Paul is saying here, Rav Shaul is saying here, we need to cast off those things that are in the darkness. We need to cast off those sins and those weights that are heavy upon us. Because those are the things making us sluggish. Those are the things keeping us asleep. See, it's possible, especially in this day and age, to fill our lives with things that allow us to stay asleep. There's lots of different things. In this world today, you can spend your whole life on the internet. You can spend your whole life doing, you know, talking about this and talking about all the politics and all the stuff going on and being worried about that. You can spend your whole life playing video games. They have video games that literally you couldn't go through the whole game in your lifetime now. They have a video game that has planets. My kids started to play it. We kind of got bored because they're not nearly as creative as God is. They have planets that you have to keep discovering a new planet, and there's like trillions of these planets. And literally, you could spend your whole life trying to go through this video game and not even get to a fraction of where you could possibly go inside a game. But a game is just that. It's a game. It's not real life. With somebody that spent their life doing that, I can imagine them standing before the Lord. What did you do? Well, I got to this level in such and such. Oh, let's give your game award. A game award to Sam Walker for getting to such and such level in such and such game and doing absolutely nothing productive. You can't spend your whole life in a game. You can. You can, actually. But it is worthless. And some of us, we say, oh, yeah, well, that's the kids. You know, they're into games. We have our own games. You have the games that you play with other people. You have the games that you play at work to get to the highest point of work, whatever that is, to get to the highest level at your job, and you cut other people down and all this kind of stuff. All these things are games. They're worthless. You know, when a high school kid graduates, okay, they might be the top of their class. They might be the homecoming king or queen. They might be the best athlete in high school. But what happens? They graduate, and a few years later, nobody cares. They don't care how popular you were in school. You could do that in your job. You could get to the, and then something happens, you get laid off, and nobody cares. You could be the president of the United States. I only remember some of them. I can't tell you every president that ever has been the president of the United States. I could look it up. But guess what? Nobody cares. What does last is what we do for the Lord. And you can't accomplish anything of value for the Lord when you're asleep. And that's Paul's point. The night is far spent. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Then he goes on to say, let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That's what Rav Scholl is saying. He's saying all these other things that we may enjoy doing, that doesn't mean you can never have any type of entertainment. That doesn't mean you can never take a rest. But those things should not be what are controlling our lives. The Holy Spirit should be leading us. That means sometimes your entertainment and your rest gets interrupted by the Lord who has something he wants us to do. And we have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I trust you that whatever I need, you will give me. If I need a break, you know that. You will give me a break. If I need a rest, if I need a vacation, the Lord will provide. But we turn all of that over to the Lord because guess what? You're going to be able to rest and enjoy for all eternity. And part of this is a lack of faith and a lack of belief on our part. Because even though we say over and over again, yes, I trust you, Lord, yes, I believe you, when it really comes down to it, half the time, we don't. And so we keep our entertainment, we keep these things because we're too afraid to let them go. Maybe God isn't going to allow me to rest. You know, I've done more things in following the Lord than I ever dreamed of doing apart from the Lord. I've gone more places, seen more things, been able to do more things, things I could have never afforded that the Lord made possible. And some of you helped with that too, and I thank you for that. 1 Corinthians 15:33 through 34. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. So once again, there's this call in 1 Corinthians to awake and not to be deceived. Don't waste your year in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves. Abandon your evil ways, thoughts, and return to the Lord so that he might have mercy on you. This is a new opportunity for us to live this way. Till the next Rosh Hashanah, to the next Yom Teruah. That we could then look back at the year that preceded that and say, you know what? I gave that time to the Lord. I walked with the Lord. That's what he desires from us. One more verse and then we'll be done. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Messiah will give you light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly just means considering everything you do, considering everything you say. We have to be careful. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Are the days not evil today? The days are evil. We have very short time. We need to be redeeming this time that God has given us. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Father, I pray that you will cause us to awake, not just today, but Lord, throughout the day and tomorrow and the next day, throughout this next year, Lord, that we will live and walk in your light, that we will be awake in our spirits and doing those things that you have called us to do. Lord, help these trumpet blasts to be the catalyst in our life, Lord, to wake us up. Lord, the trumpet blast was there for many reasons, some in worship, some in coronation of a new king, but many times to warn us of approaching enemy, to wake us up so that we would be ready, ready to do your will, ready to let you work through us, ready to fight the spiritual battle, not in our own strength, but in your strength. So, Father, I pray as we go through this next year that you will prepare us. You will prepare us to do your will. We pray all this in Yeshua's name. Amen. We're going to do the blessing over the bread. We've already done the blessing over the fruit earlier, so we're going to do the blessing over the bread and over the fruit of the vine. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Amen. Blessing over the fruit of the vine. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Amen. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Sar HaShalom, in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Before we break up, is there any instructions regarding the food or